kind of picking up the theme, and I love the way kind of God works through when you're kind of two people planning separately, and then God does this kind of thing of bringing things together. So that's already good. So thank you. So we're, as Tim said, we're carrying on thinking about our verse of the year, sort of taken from the Message. Now I read it from the Message and New Living Translation last week. I'm just going to read it from the Message today, just to put it into context. So. Matthew 11:28-30. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. So a little bit of a recap. Last week I shared a little bit about why we landed on this being our verse of the year and highlighted the three W words that we'll hone in on: walk, work and watch. And we took some time last week to think about the word walk. So today we're on to the second W, work. Now, I guess I could take this a lot of different ways, but the first thing that came to mind when I thought about the word work was jobs or employment, whether that's something we do now or used to do in the past or perhaps what other people do. Now, if you were here last week, you'll know that when I used some search engines to look up the word yolk, I got some pictures of eggs rather than the kind of yolk I was thinking of. And what was it? I thought, okay, well, let's see what happens when I look up the word work. And the vast majority of images I looked up looked something like this. And I thought, do you know what? That's quite limited. I don't think work is just about offices and computers and meetings. That's not, it's too limited. So I dug a little deeper and I found some more. But it took a little while. It took a while to find images that represented a wider variety of work. And of course, that's a snapshot. That's not everybody's work summed up in six images. Goodness, we'd need tiny little images. It'd be like one of those little photo mosaics if I'd gone for every kind of job. But anyway, and they don't just represent, I mean, I suppose that you'd look at those and you think, well, that's paid employment. And there's lots of other different forms of work, aren't there? I wonder. Now, I know a lot of you have come with someone you know quite well. Do you know I'm going to use a general term. Do you know what the folk around you do during the week? What keeps them busy? Now, if you're sitting next to the person you've come with, try thinking about the person in front. Do you know what they do? Do you know what the person behind you does? If you don't, then maybe that's a topic for discussion after we've finished. Because I think quite often in social situations, it's one of those questions that we can tend to fall back on, particularly if we're meeting someone new. It can be a good opener. We can help pass the time in a situation where we don't know people well. Oh, what do you do? What do you do? It's either that or you have to talk about the weather or the terrible traffic, something like that. But quite often it's what do you do? And in a way, when we ask about jobs, we can sometimes feel like we end up being defined by our response about what we do or what we no longer do or what we do now. I mean, it used to be worse. The most popular surname in the UK is Smith. I looked it up. An occupational name, so as in blacksmith, locksmith, silversmith. And indeed, my own name, Taylor, is an occupational name. I did check with Andy whether we'd got anybody in his history, because obviously it's originally his surname, I borrowed it, whether anyone in the family was a tailor. Apparently not. We could perhaps go back and see. But these kind of occupational names date back to the Middle Ages, when a person's employment literally became what they were known by. But I think, thankfully today, our surnames don't tend to define us like they used to. Otherwise, I'd have a very different job indeed. Wouldn't be here for a start. But what we do in this society, at least, seems to have got rather intertwined with our identity. And somehow our success in life is determined by our success in what we do. And that success comes from the time and the effort we're seen to invest in whatever particular job we're doing. Now, having looked at pictures, I thought, okay, let's define the word work. So I looked up a definition of work, and the majority of descriptions I found suggested that work is a fulfillment of duties, and I quote this, usually for money. I was like, really? Are you sure about that? But that brings us back to how society defines it, that work means a job, it's a way of earning money, it's a way of surviving. But work, I think we conclude, is so much more than just that. It feels like quite a narrow definition. Work is the use of physical or mental effort to achieve a goal or result, and it doesn't have to be paid. And we can do it for ourselves, we can do it for others. But if work is something that involves effort, no wonder the verses we look at in context begin with asking if we're tired or worn out. Now, whether we're in the 9-to-5 mode of work, and that could be paid employment or the rigors of school or college or university or whatever it is, or whether if that's a season that's now behind us, I think life can feel overwhelming. And the work we have to do in life, whatever shape that might take, involves our time and our effort and our energy. And quite a lot of the work we do needs to be repeated. It's like you do a job and then you have to do it again. 9 a.m. comes around with surprising regularity. And who else here has the same thing of they empty the washing basket and turn round and it's full again? You're not sure who's putting it all in there. Or there's that unending pile of washing up, or you've got the bins to empty yet again, or you need the grass needs mowing. There's a sense of, what shall I say, relentlessness of just jobs keep coming round. Do you know what? That's not a modern thing. The writer of Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament lamented this selfsame thing. Everything is meaningless, says the teacher, completely meaningless. What do people get for their hard work under the sun? Generations come and generations go, but the earth never changes. The sun rises and the sun sets, then hurries around to rise again. The wind blows south and then turns north. Around and around it goes, blowing in circles. Rivers run into the sea, but the sea is never full. Then the water returns again to the rivers and flows out again to the sea. Everything is wearisome beyond description. No matter how much we see, we are never satisfied. No matter how much we hear, we are not content. If we are lamenting this, we are not alone. This sense of the relentless nature of days rocking around and our activities is nothing new. But what can we do about it? Well, Jesus simply tells us to come to him. Whatever we're facing, we're to go to Jesus. It's a personal invitation. There is no sense of needing to achieve anything, no sense of performance or proving ourselves. It's about doing life with him. It's partnership, which brings us back to the yoke that I was intending to think about last week, which is journeying alongside Jesus, working with him and not on our own. It's about doing life his way, developing our relationship with him that moves beyond relationship into friendship that we thought about last week. We need to get in step with him, the way that he does things. And then as we walk with him, we will learn. We'll learn the Jesus way of life and not our way. I did actually think about putting in not the alleyway and then realised that might not sound quite right. But if you put your own name in that sentence, because I think we have a tendency to do life our way rather than the Jesus way. You see, the world has a tendency to not only try and define us by our work, but also suggest that our way is the way that we should be doing things, that it's up to us to decide what we do and how we do it. But here we find Jesus saying our work and the way we do things should be defined by him. His way is the way. So what might it mean to work with Jesus in our daily lives, in our work, if that's it, at home, or as we serve him? And it's not about fulfilling a list of tasks or jobs. Remember, Jesus was specifically speaking to a group of people who were expected not only to fulfill the law, but also all the extra bits that had been added on to interpret the original laws given by Moses. And that by following that, that was what was going to distinguish them from the Jewish people, from other nations. But they'd got so tied up in the doing that they needed to be told it's not about the fulfilling of this law. Jesus said, I came to fulfill the law. So it's about Jesus. It's not about the minutiae. And when we work with Jesus, when we're yoked with him, this is not us going off on our own. He's inviting us to share the load. Although Jesus inevitably will take the heavier burden and he will guide us as we follow. So as we look at life, whatever that might be, whether it is the pressures of work or family life or just life in general, we're not to manage that on our own. We're to lean on him. We're to rely on him for wisdom and strength and peace, for direction and guidance. And it means us learning his ways of living and serving, because as we will come to next week when we think about watching, in him we see modeled the way to be, the way to live, with humility and compassion, with dependence on God, and seeing and loving beyond measure. You see, working with Jesus isn't about adding more to our to-do list or attempting to achieve any sense of perfection, for want of a better word. It's about letting him work through us. 2 Corinthians 12:9, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. When we feel weak, Jesus provides the strength that we need to persevere. Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. When we don't know which way to turn, it means seeking his guidance with the decisions we have to make. Luke 22:42, not my will, but yours be done. And it means submitting to his plans, even when they differ from ours, just as Jesus submitted to the will of God the Father. When we work with Jesus, all we do gains value, a different value. It's not chasing after anything that's fleeting or temporary. We focus on what matters more than anything else, which is loving God and serving others and fulfilling God's purpose for our lives. And we are to do that with the whole of our hearts. Colossians 3, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. We're not working for, we might think we're working for our bosses if we're in that kind of employ, but we're working for God in all that we do. But that brings us back to the importance of God's word and the necessity of prayer. But it also requires something from us, an intentionality. We need to invite Jesus to guide our thoughts and our actions. To make a point that each day we pray, Lord, help me to work with you today. Show me how to do this your way. We need to remind ourselves that he is with us, helping us to face whatever our days hold. So to pause and ask, Lord, am I still walking and working with you? Or have I gone off on my own? We need to remember to make asking for his help with whatever challenges and decisions we need to make a priority. And we need to be intentional about bringing whatever burdens and challenges we face to him, to surrender them to Jesus. Lord, help me to shoulder this burden, make this decision, give me your strength to face this challenge. It's about partnership. To work with Jesus is to embrace a life of partnership where we're no longer on our own, but moving in step with him. It's knowing we share the burden as we learn his ways and trust in his power as he works in and through us. And it's in that perfect partnership that transforms not only what we do, whatever that might be, but also how we do it. So that ultimately we become defined by the fact that all the work we do, paid or otherwise, we do with Jesus. Because it's as we walk and work with him that we find in him our true purpose. and know his peace. Amen.